Tattoos seem to be the order of the day for the city council meeting.
We learned a lot about tattoos last night.
And so are we going to have a tattoo by the city secretary?
Well, the
that seemed to be very, very, very important.
I heard Kat had the little snippet from the council meeting last night, but since there's no visual to go with that picture, it was actually a City of Bryan logo that we were joking about tattooing to the ankle of our city secretary, yeah. Marilyn Strada's ankle.
So, I was thinking maybe I could get one that is like the B and the CS incorporated into one awesome tat across my face. What do you think?
There you go. But
I'm just kidding.
I'm going with no.
Yeah, I agree. But no, they were just talking about what you can and can't tattoo and the varieties and, you know, what's trademarked and, you know, A&M and City of Bryan, City of Conversation. But we were just joking that if our city secretary wanted a City of Bryan logo, that she can authorize that. But it was a standing room only crowd last night. We first honored Dr. Roman. He was back in town, unfortunately, for the funeral of his son. He was a longtime community member in our community, state legislator. Family's been around many, many years and did a lot for our community. And so we had an opportunity to honor him. He no longer lives in Bryan, but he wrote a book about his days in Bryan. And so we honored him for all he's done in our community. And then we had the Allen Academy Rams, the boys' basketball team. They're state champions,
yep.
3 years running now. And so we had a great time with the young gentlemen there. They were an outstanding bunch of kids in our community, and we're proud of them. And
it looks like a higher start for Wall Street.
Sorry about that. Wrong button.
Tells you how the interview's going there.
But, no, it's just me trying to plan ahead a little.
We did challenge the Allen Academy Rams to a scrimmage basketball game, but they've got a couple of tall kids, and the future looks bright there for Allen. So we congratulate Coach Bliss and the Rams on another successful season there, and it's been a great time. But tattoos were... it wasn't on the agenda last night. We did talk about it in workshop session a little bit. The Planning and Zoning Commission looked at it previously. Basically, in downtown Bryan, tattoo parlors aren't part of the zoning possibilities there. So you'd have to locate in other parts of Bryan if you wanted a tattoo parlor.
I was going to say, because there was one there close to downtown Bryan for a while.
We've got several in Bryan, several in College Station, but they are basically banned in the zoning areas in Bryan. So they're looking at making that change. But basically, you know, a lot of folks would like to see maybe this tattoo parlor located in that location. They bought a really nice old convenience store convention station just right down the road from downtown that they'd like to rehab and renovate and do a good job with it. And so we're looking at possibly allowing a conditional use for that location, but not necessarily changing it for all of downtown Bryan, where you could have 200 tattoo parlors. But, you know, and so we've got
to. So that would have to come before the council every time they wanted to do something that was an amendment to that?
It would come before the Planning and Zoning
Commission.
So it's back in the Planning and Zoning's agendas, and they'll be talking about it over the next few months and looking at ways that we can maybe amend the zoning, but maybe allow it for that one location without necessarily opening up the floodgates to all of downtown Bryan and, you know, for a certain particular business. But good crowd. We had quite a few folks come and talk, mainly in support of Cliff and Arsenal Tattoo and the wonderful job he's done in College Station and what a good neighbor he is, a good businessman and his practices. And
Do you know if this is going to be a second location or they're going to move?
From what I understand, they're going to move.
Okay.
Yeah, so this would be, I thought at first it would be a second location. I think this is going to be their main location. It's by appointment only. They don't take walk-ins. He is an artist. He wants to have part of the building as an art gallery. And so there's a lot of wonderful things that he's done. A lot of people had wonderful things to say about him. So it's something we'll be addressing in the near future and be looking at. It's not on the agenda for the council to vote on. It will go back to the Planning and Zoning Commission. They'll try to hash it out and see what they can come up with. So if you've got an opinion one way or the other, support it, don't support it. It's a couple of blocks off of Main Street.
It's 26th.
So it's 26th and Sims area there. So like I said, old 1950s gas station that they're renovating. I think it was an old boxing facility before that. You know, we're excited to see all the wonderful things happening in downtown Bryan, and this is another opportunity that the city will look at. So,
out of curiosity, because you've done this for a while now, does it ever, when you go into council and you sit down, does it ever surprise you what ends up being, you know, the talking point of the evening? Did you think you'd spend, you know, an hour talking about tattoos?
Probably not, particularly since it wasn't on our agenda.
Right.
We expected some folks to show up and talk in support of Arsenal Tattoo. We had a fairly controversial subject last night, which was the juvenile curfew.
Right.
And it was a public hearing about the juvenile curfew. Should we continue the curfew between midnight and 5 a.m.? And didn't have anyone come and speak in regards to that issue. So in 2007, when I was first coming on the city council, it was one of the top topics, you know. But it has reduced juvenile crime during those hours about 65%.
No kidding.
And, everyone's would say that the police has treated the kids fairly. And, the main thing is to get these kids off the streets, back with their guardians and their parents, and out of, keep them out of trouble. But so no one there to talk about that. That was the controversial issue of the night. And it wasn't really an issue. And then we were educated on tattoos. And again, they'll tell you it's not a tattoo parlor now. You know, it's, they've got different names for it, and it's different way of life. I think they said most folks under the age of 30, one in two have tattoos.
Or so 50%?
50%. So it's, being one of the younger members of the city council, I can't say that anyone on the city council has tattoos. I'm not aware of anyone, but I know some of our city staffers have them, and, it's the hip thing now. But there's a lot of positives that go with it also, and reconstruction for surgery and other things that,
sure,
that they've done before. So it was interesting, and it was very educational. And
like you said,
you learn a lot in this business, and we don't claim to be the experts on everything, don't claim to be an expert on most things, but we are educated by the public and their viewpoints, and we had professional folks and lawyers and business people throughout the community come and talk on behalf of this location.
So if you had to go with your gut, you think it will be approved?
Oh, I can't go with the gut right now.
That's, okay. I have
one
to
of
ask.
Seven, and right now I don't have a vote. It would basically going to be decided potentially by the Planning and Zoning Commission. So,
okay.
And they turned it down before. So I won't go with my gut on that. But, I think there's some compromises, and they did give us some options of what we can do to, that would make that location restricted certain hours, maybe between 12 and 8 p.m. They don't stay open late, and they don't do this, and they don't do that. And so it's something we'll be looking at. But very interesting council meeting last night.
Did we miss anything?
Want to mention Texas Reds, put it on your calendar September 27th and 28th. We're looking for volunteers, helpers, sponsors, folks that would like to...
Vendors.
Helpers, vendors. Go to briantx.gov, our website, for more information.
Mr. Mayor, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Want to continue to please pray for our firefighters throughout the next coming weeks, please.